Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praises and all glory to the mighty Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Praise the mighty Yah. This is the true word here on blogtalkradio.com/House of Israel ATL. Mori Elkanah will not be with us today. We will air a rebroadcast of one of his great shows. But next week, Mori Elkanah will be having a debate with Brother Benel from New Jersey, who is the head teacher of a congregation in New Jersey and New York. And the topic will be, did the Christ of the New Testament die for the sins of the elite seed of Israel? So make sure you listen in live next week to that great debate. But today, we'll be playing a rebroadcast of Mori Elkanah's show. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Belong to the true and living Elohim, whose name is Yahweh. For Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and everything in it. Yahweh is the Elohim, or God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the Savior and Redeemer of the whole world. Let everything that have breath give him praise. Thanks, glory, and honor due to his great, holy, everlasting, righteous, and perfect name by saying, Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise Yahweh. My name is Brother Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. Must I say, we welcome you to the true word. It's a blessing to speak the true words, because today, my people, we have a great, great broadcast. For today, we're speaking of the knowledge of Elohim, the knowledge of the Most High. It's so precious. It's such a blessing to know who you are and your Elohim and what he stands for and what separates you from Christianity, what separates you from Islam or being a Muslim. These things will let you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that you are the Creator's chosen people. And when I say you, I'm speaking exclusively to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this world. The first knowledge I plan to bring to you right now is that, did you know that you are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim? That Yahweh never chose you to be a Muslim, to be a Christian, to be into anything of Buddhist or Judaism or any of the schisms of the nations. Yahweh chose you to be special. And must I say, my people, it's so important that you have this knowledge, that this knowledge can cost you your life if you don't obey before it's too late. See, it's one thing about the Almighty that I love, and when you get to know him, you'll know that our true and living Elohim is an Elohim that saves. He's the only Savior, because beside him there's none else. So, oh yes, today we're going to be dissecting all the knowledge we can possibly dissect within the little bit less than an hour and a half. And this knowledge, my people, is something that you definitely need to hear. It is for your well-being. It is for your life. It is for your family. It is for your people. And that's one thing we have lost conscious of, is that we are a nation of people just like everybody else. And as I mentioned, when I say we, I'm speaking to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves, my people, Yah's people, who were scattered to the four corners of this earth, because you're his chosen people. Now, I've got to show you something that Yahweh prophesied that was going to happen in the last days concerning the knowledge of Elohim. For instance, I want you to turn your Bible to the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. Let's go to Daniel chapter 12. And, of course, we're going to open the phone lines up at 4:30. That's right, at 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, we're going to open the phone lines up for anyone that has any questions or comments. All you have to do is call area code 303-443-7418. 323-443-7418. So, my beloved brothers and sisters that have found out who you are and what you must do, it would be great for you to pull up a chair and call up some of your relatives and your best friends of your people and let them hear today so that they can understand the words of our true and living Elohim. So we must understand his words, because the Almighty is an Elohim who loves us. And the Almighty is an Elohim, praise Yahweh, that gives us warnings. He's an Elohim that we must praise, honor, and obey. That's why I praise the Almighty that he has blessed us. And I thank him for his greatness and his mercy. And I realize by us being on Blog Talk, sometimes we have technical difficulties. We had a few technical difficulties before we started the program. And if something were to happen, you can call the number back. praise the true and living Elohim. I want to thank you all that hung in there through the technical difficulties of Blog Talk Radio, because believe you me, when the real truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me Yahweh, when it hits the airwaves, you can rest assured the enemies get afraid and they don't want the words of the Almighty to come out when it's time for it to come. But that's why this broadcast today is an astounding broadcast to give exaltation to the knowledge of the true and living Elohim. And as I mentioned before, we were cut off. We're going straight to the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, to see this great prophecy that the creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in it has given us to know. And this is what he said, starting at the first verse. And at that time shall Mikael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. Now check this out. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words. Or must I say, I'm going to read the third verse. It says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Praise the mighty Yahweh. That's the only reason, my people, and anyone else that hears this message today, that's the only reason why you know what you know now, is because the Almighty said in the latter days that knowledge would increase. And they that know Elohim shall run to and fro. Think about it. It says in the fourth verse, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book, even to the time of the end. And many, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So praise Yahweh, knowledge is being increased today. What knowledge? The knowledge that all the religions of the earth, that's right, Judaism, Islam, being a Muslim, being a Christian, being a Buddhist, or Hindu, or any of the false religions and gods of all the nations of people, are just that. They're false. Because you must understand, my people, besides Yahweh, there's none else. You're wasting your time. You're costing your salvation. And it's very important for you, oh black man and woman, for you to understand, because you're the ones they're trying to keep in the dark. You're the main one they're trying to keep lost. For you are the lost sheep. For instance, turn your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. That's right. Let's go to Jeremiah. And let's go to chapter 51 and see what the true and living Elohim is going to reveal in the knowledge of Elohim, so that we can understand what's going on. I said, Jeremiah 51, I want you to go, excuse me, to Jeremiah 50, chapter 50, 50. And we're going to start reading at the fourth verse of Jeremiah, chapter 50. So I encourage you, if you don't have a Bible, I encourage you to get one, because it's so important that you hear this word today, that you understand the knowledge of the Most High, because this knowledge is what Yahweh said that we were going to reject. And it's time for us to stop rejecting knowledge. It's time. We don't realize somebody right now is plotting to take our birthright. And they've been very successful because they have most of the world convinced that you're just a nigger, that you're just an African-American, that you're just a colored man or somebody with some dark skin. But everybody knows who you really are except you, meaning all the nations of people, maybe not all of the people of the nations, but all the nations according to the Creator of their people. Yahweh prophesied, oh, they know who you are. They know what we did to the Creator to get us in this condition. And I'm going to reveal this to you by his own words right now. This is what he said. And this is why if you're a Muslim and you're saying you're a Muslim and you're my brother, and you're saying that you're a Christian and you're my brother or my sister, and you said you in Hindu or all these other religions, then peek this out. Check this out. Jeremiah 50, starting at the fourth verse. It says, in those days and in that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. Going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh, their Elohim. Now, in your Bible, it says Yahweh, or the L-O-R-D in capital letters, their God. Now, understand. I'm going to read again. It says, in those days and at that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, and they shall go and seek Yahweh, their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to Yahweh. That's what it would have said on the scrolls. It wouldn't have said the L-O-R-D. In a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. And those of you all that know who you are and who the Almighty is, it's important that you get under the perpetual covenant and that you will not forget who your Elohim is anymore. All the way from slavery, we don't seem to have forgotten where our power comes from, who wakes us up in the morning. And we've been dancing and jumping over benches and praising other false gods all of our life. And must I say, my people, Yahweh is the only one who can give you a Holy Spirit. See, these other spirits that cause you to worship other gods, they don't come from Yahweh. They don't come from him at all. He wants you to worship him and him only. Let us join ourselves to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. There you see it for yourself. He said, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds, their leaders, their preachers, their ministers, their pastors, their imams, their bishops, their so-called reverends, their rabbis, their politicians, their leaders, their shepherds, their heads have caused them to go astray. Now, you got to see why they would cause you to go astray. And then maybe you understand and have knowledge that you better question your leaders from now on. He He said, they have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. So the Almighty is letting us know right here that we just done forgot a whole lot of things. We just unmindful without knowledge of a whole lot of things as his people. All they that have found them. Wow. That's deep. Because so many people have discovered us. So many people. He said, all them that found them. That's the white nations. That's the Arab nations. That's the African nations. That's the Asian nations. That's every nation you could name. He said, all the nations that have found them have devoured them. That means consumed them, used them up, destroyed them. And their adversaries said, because we don't believe we got enemies or adversaries. And Yahweh is right now revealing to you, my people, you got adversaries. That means people that are adverse. Did you know the meaning of the name of Satan or Satan? It means the adversary. No, these people are not Satan. Satan is a spirit. Satan is one of the sons of the Almighty that he uses to test men, like he did Job. Because Yahweh is in full power. But let me say this. We have adversaries. You have enemies that don't want to see you with no knowledge of who you are. Because when you gain the knowledge of who you are, that's going to automatically reveal who they are not. No matter what they're saying, no matter how many Charlton Heston movies they run with white folks being portrayed as you and your ancestors, no matter what. Or the show that the ancient Egyptians were white people when they in fact were black, and Moses passed as an Egyptian. Matter of fact, the ancient meaning of the word Egypt means burnt face. Yahweh said in the book of Psalms 106, he said that he delivered his people from the land of Ham, because Egypt, Mitzrayim, is one of the sons of Ham. All that's found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, check this out, look what they say, and have said for years, we offend not because, we're not offending these people because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Let me read that one more time. We offend not. This is what our enemies say. Because they have sinned against Yahweh. When he say they, he's talking about us. Because they know we have sinned against Yahweh. Not against Christ. Not against A-L-A-H or Uncle Al. Not against any of the gods of the nations of people. Because let me tell you something, my people, in case you didn't know. All of them are false. All of them have no existence whatsoever, because I got to show you something that will blow your mind. And let's look and see where it's at. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, the same prophet that we're reading about right now that Yah gave his word to. We're going to go back to Jeremiah chapter 10. That's right, Jeremiah, chapter 10. And, of course, in this chapter reveals so much. It even lets you know he didn't want us to be confused like other people. Now, and then he's going to let you know who he is. And this is what he said in Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse. This is what it reads. hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus said Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen. Now that translates into nations. Learn not the way of the Africans, the Asians, the Europeans, the Arabs, and any other nation. That's what heathen means. It means nations. Learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed. That means confused at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. They're confused. Now, I'm going to read three verses here, but then I'm going to skip down to the 10th verse because that's why I really brought you here. It says, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do you any good. And they ain't going to do you no good. And you can see one of the vain customs that Yahweh said the nations do is they actually bring trees in their house and decorate it with silver and gold ornaments. Yes. So if you brought some of your family members to listen to this, some of you all that know the truth, right here should be enough to be an alarm that you got months ahead to consider these verses. You got various months before this time of Christmas come around that heathen celebrate, where they bring trees in the house. They cut a tree, whether it's plastic or one out of the forest, don't make no difference. You can go buy one now, and you can get your silver and gold ornaments just about anywhere. But the Almighty, praise the mighty Yah, for all of those, once again, that was able to hang in there through the difficulties that we're having on Blog Talk Radio. We praise the Most High, because this broadcast must continue. For as long as the Almighty's will, it will continue. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And must I say, very important that we're in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, where we were speaking of one of the vain customs of the heathen, one of the vain customs of when the Almighty said that they bring a tree in their house and decorate it with silver and gold ornaments, and how this tree is supposed to somehow represent this birth of Christ. And we don't realize how we look. We don't realize it. Because let me show you verse 10 of the same chapter, Jeremiah 10, starting at the 10th verse. This is what Yahweh said. It says, but Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim and an everlasting king. Did you see that? He's not one that died and crawled out of a grave, but the Almighty is the Elohim, who is the true and living Elohim and an everlasting king. At his wrath, it says, the earth shall tremble and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall you say unto them, it says the Elohims, your Bible, it says the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And we thank the mighty Yahweh that he has given us this knowledge to know that he is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim, and he is the everlasting king. So we praise him for it, because guess what? All the other gods of all the other people are just false idols. that Yahweh never told us to worship. And I got to show you something pertaining to knowledge in the book of Daniel. Let's go to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11, before we open the phone lines up at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we appreciate all of those that were able to get back into the broadcast because of the technical difficulties that we're having. We praise the Almighty. We thank Him. As a matter of fact, in my background, I can hear His great rain and His thunder and His lightning. So I praise the Almighty for His great powers, His great acts, His great word, and all the things that He has said that He would do, and how we would know that His presence is right amongst us. So we praise Yah. So if you'll turn your Bibles to the book of Daniel, chapter 11. Let's go to Daniel, chapter 11. And let's see the words of our true and living Elohim. Let's see what Yahweh prophesied in the latter days, how it would be. I've got to show you this. This is a mind blower now. This is what Yah said. It starts at verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their Elohim shall be strong and do exploits. So when you know Yahweh and you know your Elohim, your powers that be, the one who created the heaven, the earth, and the sea, and all that in them is, the one who delivered Noah from the flood, the same one who parted the Sea of Reeds or the Red Sea, the same one who saved all of the people during that flood, during Noah's time, all his family. Just think, I mean, it wasn't even two digits. It was only eight people. Noah, his three sons, and all four of their wives. Do that ring a bell? Do that tell you that Yahweh don't deal with big quantities of people? The knowledge of Elohim is that Yahweh is only going to grab just a few of us, y'all. Just a few. It's only going to be a remnant. It's only going to be a piece of a piece of a piece. It's not going to be that many people at all. It says, once again, verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. What covenant, my people? Yahweh laws is the covenant that he gave to us. A covenant means his agreement. He said we had to keep his commandments. That was the only way we had to go to stay in the land. And that's why we're not in the land today. Praise Yahweh. Thank you all for hanging in. I tell you, it's been quite difficult to get the knowledge of Elohim completely out as far as this time period. But we praise Yahweh for what he is allowing to be broadcast all over the world. And that is just to know your Elohim and what Yahweh prophesied. Right here, we're in Daniel 11 again. We're right in verse 32, where the Almighty tells us that such as do wickedly against his laws or his covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. Who is he? This is the leadership. This is the leadership that will be in charge. And believe you me, if you think they have your best interests at heart, you're fooling yourself. If you think Babylon is going to be healed, you're fooling yourself. If you think that everything is going to stay just like it is right now in good old USA, you're fooling yourself. My people, a great change is about to come. And you can rest assured it's right around the corner. So we better gather ourselves together before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon us all, because it's coming. And that's what I'm here for today. I'm here to warn you. I'm warning myself. But I don't want the blood on my hands. So therefore, it's my job to warn the people of what Yahweh is going to do. People think that it was something that his great powers went through Oklahoma, through the tornadoes, and Texas, through his great tornadoes. And they dare not to give him credit. They won't ever try to give him the credit he deserves, that he is the one who make tornadoes. He is the one who make it thunder and lightning and rain. He the one who flooded the earth. He's the one who lives in the whirlwind. But guess what? That's okay. They don't have to give him credit. But those that know their Elohim, that have knowledge of the Most High, they will always give Yahweh his due honor. And so, you better give it to him, because when you don't give him his glory, he's jealous. That's one of his names. You better get to know your Elohim. You better stop rejecting knowledge. For Yahweh said again, verse 32 of Daniel 11, it can never be too often emphasized. He said, such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their Elohim shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, and they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, and by captivity, and by spoil many days. See, them some strong brothers and sisters, because they're going to be able to withstand the punishment that Yahweh said that we must accept through all these hardships. But you got to understand, this is what Yah said concerning these captivities, this flame, this sword, and all the curses that he will put upon us for many days. He said, now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help. So in other words, Yahweh is our help. Yahweh is our redeemer. Yahweh strengthen us. Yeah, He punishes us because he loves us, and he wants us to get back on track. So that's why, don't be afraid. Praise Yahweh that he is strong, and he wants us to be strong. He wants us to be courageous for his words, for his laws, for his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his precepts, and his testimonies, and his ordinance and covenants, and all the words that proceeded out of his mouth. So that's why it's vitally important that you understand his words, because Yahweh is an Elohim that praise Yah. He's consistent. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. And beside him, there is none else. So I thank him. Furthermore, verse 35, this is what it says. And some of them of understanding shall fall, to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. So you got to understand. He says some of them of understanding going to fall. Please don't let it be you. Please don't let somebody coming along with flatteries cause you to stop keeping the Sabbath day, cause you to stop worshiping Yahweh, cause you not to come to him during the new moons and worship him, as all flesh going to do according to Isaiah chapter 66. Don't have them to where you start not wearing your fringes. Don't have them to where they make you brothers, you start balding your head and not wearing a beard as Yahweh commanded us to do, which is holy. All of the laws, all of the statutes, all of the commandments, judgments, and precepts. Don't let your heart be weak to flatteries. It says, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. Some of them of understanding going to fall, to try and purge and make them white. See, this is going to be, we're going to be tested, my people. because that's what Yah do. He tests us all the time. Now, I'm going to show you what I mean. I want you to go to the book of Hosea. Now, this is deep. Let's go to the book of Hosea, the sixth chapter. Hosea. Let's see what Yahweh said to his servant, the prophet Hosea, in Hosea, the sixth chapter. Because you know they told us that Christ rose on the third day. Well, you got so many conflicting stories in the New Testament that it's a darn shame. Christ said he was in the grave in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Just like Jonah was in the belly of a fish. 3 days and three nights. Paul said that he rose on the third day. Now, that's a lie. That's confusing. Paul is saying in the New Testament that Christ rose on the third day. So if he rose on the third day, it was impossible for him to be in a grave in the heart of the earth for 3 days, nights. That would be virtually impossible. So let me show you the truth, because we're tired of lies. Let me give you some knowledge of who really going to rise on the third day. Because remember, according to Yahweh, 1,000 years is but yesterday in the sight of Yahweh, which is past. 1,000 years. And we've been in Christianity, we've been influenced by this religion of Christianity for about over 2,000 years. And it's time for you to know, my people, who really going to rise on the third day. Because it sure ain't Christ. Here's what Yahweh said in Hosea, the sixth chapter. Come, let us return unto Yahweh. For he has torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we will live in his sight. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. I bet you didn't know that. I bet you some of you all, like Casey and the Sunshine Band sung a song years ago, I bet you didn't know that. Well, right now, you got the knowledge. Don't you know that in the New Testament, the white man took our history, twisted it, perverted it, and turned it into a religion that had most of our people captivated and lost as hell? They told us that Christ had 12 disciples. Well, let me tell you something. There's 12 tribes of the children of Jacob, Israel, our father. That's where they get this from. Don't you know? If Yahweh says something, Satan in most cases just want to give you the opposite of it. See, if Yahweh said, remember the seventh day to keep it holy, the last day of the week, what day, guess what day Satan going to have most of our people worshiping? Instead of the last day of the week, which is the seventh day, which was yesterday, our people are going to worship a false god on the first day of the week. And doggone it, that's why they are in the churches today. Was. And just like in the New Testament, where it says that Christ rose on the third day, you reading where Yahweh telling us that he was going to revive us, and in the third day, he was going to raise us up. Ask your bishop about this. Ask your preacher about this. And I bet you $1 billion he couldn't tell you anything. Because, my people, let's go to Isaiah, the 29th chapter, and see what the true and living Elohim has revealed in his knowledge concerning these lying bishops, preachers, pastors, and teachers, and so-called reverends. Isaiah, the 29th chapter, look what Yahweh prophesied would happen to our leadership. He said in the 9th verse of Isaiah chapter 29, "Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured upon you the spirit of deep sleep." Man, we in a coma. As a nation, we got amnesia and we just straight out in a coma. But check this out. It ain't just us, the people, as Yahweh's people, our people. He said, "And has closed your eyes." See, I praise him that he opened mine, and I'm praying to him that he opened yours if your eyes are closed. And this is what he said that he would do to your leaders. He says, "The prophets and your rulers and seers has he covered." So in other words, your preachers, your pastors, your bishops, your so-called reverends, these ministers, these ambassadors of hell, they are drunk, but they ain't from wine, even though some of them do drink heavy. They staggering, but not with strong drink. Yah said he poured upon us, our people, his people, the spirit of deep sleep. Our people are the walking sleep. And you know, if you're in a deep sleep, you're sleeping in a mighty, just like a coma almost. And when somebody's in a deep sleep, it's hard to wake them up. And then Yah said the prophets and the rulers and seers, that means all your leaders, all your rulers, that even includes your politicians too. He said they've been covered. Their eyes are covered. They're blind. They're just walking blind. Now, I got to show you this too. I want you to go to Jeremiah. Well, we're staying in a lot of Jeremiah because he revealed a lot of secrets to his eagle-eyed prophet who could foresee in the future. That's how he blessed Jeremiah. And let me show you what Jeremiah prophesied by the word of Yahweh in the book of Jeremiah, the 2nd chapter. Now, this is heavy for all my brothers and sisters, because I was also in the church, too, in Mississippi, where I was raised and born there. Now, I remember behind where I lived, and I didn't have the knowledge when I was a little boy, and I didn't even know that we lived right behind the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. I had no idea. My mother and father, they didn't even reveal it to us, thank goodness, because ain't no telling how we would have felt. But they wanted us to just know what they told us. And I praise Yahweh for what my father and my mother taught us. They had wisdom enough not to let us know some things, because ain't no telling how we would have reacted to that. That's why Yahweh don't even give us all knowledge at all times, because a lot of our people, when they get this knowledge, they run with it and wind up perverting it. So Yahweh knows how to feed us his words. And Yahweh gives us and reveals to us right here, all of us that have suffered. Like I said, I was in Mississippi, and I remember when we lived behind such a man. And I remember how we grew up. And I remember the discrimination, the subjugation, the exploitation. I remember all of it. But now I praise Yahweh that he has given me and my father and my sister and my wife and my family and the congregation he allowed me to stand before, and all of you all that hear my voice of this message. I praise Yahweh that know what I'm saying. I praise him that he has enlightened us of his knowledge. Because now, in Jeremiah, the 2nd chapter, I remember when I first read this, this was a mind blower. But this is what it say, and we're going to open the phone lines up as soon as I get through with this. Let's start in the 10th verse of Jeremiah 2. For pass over the isles of Kittim and see, and send unto Kedar. Consider diligently and see if there be such a thing. Has a nation changed their gods, which are yet no Elohims? They're no gods. So in other words, Yah is telling us, he's asking us a question. Has any nation, any heathen, have they actually changed their gods? Have they stopped worshiping Buddha and the Buddhists and the Hinduisms, and the Christians stopped worshiping JC, the Europeans, the white man who gave us and beat this into us from the plantations of slavery, even though we turn him black and calling him Yahshua? Have they changed their gods? I noticed they've been mighty successful in influencing us to worship their gods. Have the Arabs changed theirs and stopped worshiping A-L-L-A-H? But Yah said, but my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. And why would he tell us to pass over the isles of Kittim and see and send unto Kedar and consider diligently? That means diligently means with vehemence, with intensity and emotions. And see if there be such a thing as this. He said in the 12th verse, be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, said Yahweh, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. And we did, and have, and still have as a nation. And then he asks us a question. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? Well, I got to say this right before we open the phone lines. Yah said, for pass over the isles of Kittim and send them to Kedar. And when I, just from being familiar with it, you can go to Genesis 10 and look up the same word, Kittim, with a K-R-C-H starting. And you find out Kittim was one of the sons of Japheth. Where did white man come from? And then you look up Kedar, and guess what? That's where the Ishmaelites come from. He was one of the sons of Ishmael, the Arabs. And I wonder, why would he say these names? Because, you know, every word of Elohim is pure. It's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And that's why he's telling us to do diligent search. Because after doing the diligent search, I see that Yah truly don't lie. If our people ain't following the gods of the Kittimites, which is the white man and his descendants of Japheth, and the sons of Kedar, which is of the Arabs, which worship A-L-L-A-H, then I ain't Elkanah ben Israel, because Yah don't lie. That's exactly the two cisterns, broken cisterns, that ain't been able to hold water. Both of these religions of both of these nations of people have been nothing but a horror story. That's why Yah said, be horribly afraid. He said, my people have abandoned me. A-L-L-A-H didn't bring no tornadoes to Texas and all the other places. J.C. ain't put no power to do anything. Couldn't even uphold the statue in Ohio that Yahweh struck down and burned and turned it into a symbol of a Y for his great name's sake, Yahweh. I don't know if you remember that about a year or so ago. But Yahweh's storm came through and burnt up this big white statue in Ohio of a JC and burned it to the crisp, and all that was left was a wire with the symbol of a Y. Hallelujah. Praise be to the mighty Yahweh. We're going to open our phone lines up right now. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to answer your question or your comment. But right now, we got area code 828. Shalom, shalom, brother. You're live on the air.
Shalom, shalom, brother Elkanah. How you doing?
Hey, shalom, shalom, beloved brother. How you doing? Good to hear you again.
I thank you, man. I'm doing good, man. All praise to the greatest, man. Yahweh is the only Savior.
And I know again, that's right. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. Yahweh is the only Elohim. And these false idols are people out here worshiping. They're not doing all these great wonders that Yahweh do, you know. So I just wanted to call, you know, give all praise to the Almighty Yahweh. And I wanted to let you know, praise Yah for everything you're doing. You know, you really are warning our people, you understand? You warning them, letting them know destruction about to come on this land. They need to keep Yah's laws, you know. So, brother, they're here for bearing. I praise the mighty Yahweh for you and all the Morays out of the house of Israel in the various parts of the United States. And I was going to give you a call at the broadcast and speak with you a little bit. And I just have one question. I know
sure.
Yahweh
sure,
never. Okay, I know Yahweh never stated specifically, but if you had to estimate, do you think the remnant would be less than 100 people?
Well, I wouldn't want to give an estimation for counting purposes, but definitely I believe it's definitely going to be more, because one thing our people have to consider, beloved, is that there are many righteous that sleep in the dust of the earth that was there years ago. The Almighty going to raise them up, such as our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and all of the prophets, and all of the righteous of our people. The Almighty is going to raise them up, not even counting those that are living today that may be living when he bring us out and bring us in the wilderness and then grab the Gentiles and the nations to bring us back. So, no doubt about it, I do see it being more than 100. But compared to how many of our people there is, it's only going to be a remnant, as y'all see it.
Okay, well, praise Almighty Yahweh, and, you know, thank Almighty Yah for this broadcast, man. Hallelujah. Shalom, brother.
Hallelujah. I love you, brother. Stay strong. Shalom, shalom. Good to hear from you, too.
All right, shalom.
Shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And we're going right to area code 404. I just want you to know you're live on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Brother Elkanah.
Hey, shalom, my brother. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just listening, and all I hear is truth, truth, truth. I was good. You brought out how Israel is asleep. That we need to get back to Yah and know Yah and His laws, and because everybody probably thinks that we were just gonna go straight to Israel, and I'm glad you had brought it out that He's gonna test us, that it's not gonna be easy.
That's
you know,
right.
But if we stay within His word and continue to look to Him, you know, because He is our help, you know.
Yeah.
I know that myself, you know, He is our help, and we had turned against Him, but we need to come back to Him.
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, our life and the length of our days.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. You're absolutely right, my good brother. Ain't no doubt about what you're saying. So praise Yahweh for what you're saying, because it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just thank you and praise Yah. And shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Nothing but love for you, brother. May Yah bless and keep you. And praise Yah for what you said. All the praise kick back right back to Him. And take care of you and your family, okay?
Okay.
Say shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yah. We have area code 410. You're live on the air. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. I'm doing great. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland, and I finally was able to get through. I've been trying to get through for a little while.
Yeah, well, and, praise God. I'm glad you had some technical difficulties through Blog Talk.
Yes, but Toda y'all for allowing me to be able to get through. I am here in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and I had actually made contact quite a while ago with Murray Alicia when he was still living. I was trying to find out if there's any folks in this area or maybe that y'all would be setting up some folks or a congregation in this area, because I have moved here from out of state, and I have been trying to, trying to find, fellowship in the area. And I've been a few places, but what I've been finding out is that a lot of our people that are, coming into the truth, they kind of like, to me, it seems like they have this sense of entitlement as to how they're supposed to conduct themselves, meaning, just to put it short, yeah, is that it seems that they in this like drugged out thing, like they kind of like back in the 70s, how people, everybody thought that they had to be on cloud nine all the time, every
right.
day.
Right.
And I don't, I'm not saying that I haven't done things that I shouldn't have done in the past, but I, when I go into a Shabbat fellowship with folks or any kind of fellowship with Yisrael, I really don't want to be, in a drug culture or in a culture of drunkenness. And I've seen that so many places,
yeah,
of people that say that they know the truth, and they seem to kind of say that just because something is plants that are given to us by Yah, then that anything that we do with them is all right, up to and including getting high all the time. And that I know that it's all right to, to have a drink every now and then, but I do believe that drunkenness is something that can carry us away and carry other
That's
people
right.
astray by our example. And after I had kind of ran into that a few times, I'm on the internet a lot of times, or in fellowship on the internet, with y'all out in either Cincinnati or either in Atlanta. So I'm hoping that in the future maybe some folks will be coming here, or if not here in Baltimore, but maybe close by, so that at least I get a chance to fellowship with some folks in person, for a change.
Hey, well, I will say this. We don't have a House of Israel in Baltimore, Maryland, at least not as of yet. But in the meantime, I will say this. You never know what Yahweh will do. And in the meantime, I'm going to be honest with you, my beloved sister. I would encourage you to continue to listen in until maybe that happens. Or I pray to the mighty Yahweh also, and I want you to consider my words out of love, that we would love to have you to move a little closer to the ATL, Atlanta, because we realize that as our people, as Yah said, knowledge will be increased. As our people are waking up now, and I have people calling me, my beloved sister, all over the country now, even all over the world, and they're asking the same question, is there any congregation? And I'm going to be honest with you. I really just don't know of any in the Baltimore area that's teaching what thus said Yahweh and nothing but that, that's teaching that the Sabbath begins in the morning time and not in the evening, which a lot of our people, whom I love dearly, are misleading our people and causing them to keep something that is not of the words of the Almighty, but it comes from Edomite. It comes from the Esau and his family. It comes from so-called Jewish people. And so, and not only that, it's various other things that are being mistaught. So I would encourage you, until that happens, or that you might, Yahweh will lead you to move to Atlanta, move to Raleigh, North Carolina, near there where Moray Ishaya ben Israel is, or right in, I believe it's going to be Augusta, Georgia, where Moray Yehoshua is moving to, or in Jackson, Mississippi, where Moray Yosef is. I can't tell you any other place. I really can't, my sister, and I wish I could. But in the meantime, we're trying to stretch out to see, what we can do in various places beyond where we're at.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, in the meantime, I will be listening, you know, y'all willing, you know, on the internet. I was blessed to be able to get a laptop with my income tax return, so that's what I'm going to do for now.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the mighty Yah. And I definitely didn't want to leave out Cincinnati, where we also have Brother Ishab that's teaching also in Cincinnati, Ohio. I didn't want to leave that out. So you can definitely go there in that place as well. So I don't know how far that is from you. But nevertheless, in the meantime, my sister, you can listen in. We're more than happy to have you to listen in because the words of the Almighty, as he said, they were going to be precious, especially here in these last days. He said it was going to be a famine, but not with bread and water, but it's going to be a famine of hearing the words of Yahweh. And I'd be darned if his words haven't come true. So we love you, and we'll be looking for you to call in or listen in, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, okay?
All right. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And now we're going to go to area code 513. Shalom, shalom. You are live on the air. Shalom, shalom.
Is it my turn?
It's your time.
Shalom, Moray. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, shalom, my beloved sister. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm enjoying the show. I was just kind of disturbed when it kept having that interference. I understand the weather. You
yes,
know, but
yes.
That word was really on point today, and I was listening to the sister's comment, and my heart goes out to her. And but also with the announcement with Cincinnati, and I was thinking about Moray and how he kept us together. You know, even of course before I came, but just him keeping the class together for over 20 years. I mean, Sacred Lawrence Conference, 20 years, but,
yes.
You know, even longer than that when he probably first started. And I said, wow, it's just amazing how teaching this word and you have different ones teaching, but yet not understanding because they're not able to bring themselves together with
That's
what
right.
Moray Elisha started in terms of the counselor of Moray's. And it's just so disturbing hearing what this sister is saying. She can't get to a class. We had a class, and now it's divided, and that's just so sad. And I'm saying it now because I know it's no secret, you know. So
it's just
amazing. But I love the teaching, and I know that Yah is near, and I praise it. And I'm thankful that Yah allowed me to be able to be replanted in Atlanta, Georgia, to get the
Hallelujah.
Teaching that I'm privileged to get every week. And thanks. Praise Yah for your energy and the brothers and you know, those who want to. And I pray the doors open where the sister is able to be accommodated with a congregation near her in the right congregation, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the word, it is going to be a famine. More and more people are going to rush to get to a congregation that's serious. And they have to be careful because, again, there's so many teachers out here teaching, and even, you know, in Cincinnati, so somebody don't have it right, because otherwise you would be one unit, you know,
sure
and not tired.
Right.
So praise Yah again for your teaching, for, you know, trying to call Yah's people back to where we need to be, because Yah said gather. He don't want us to be, you know, divided. So praise Yah for you
right.
and the energy and all the Morays that's trying to keep their mind and focus on mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love you, Sister Elder Hadia. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. I agree with all the precious words that you said, and may Yahweh bless you to live forever, Sister.
Hallelujah. Take care.
Hallelujah. Me. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I certainly have enjoyed all of the comments and all of the things that have been said. I praise the mighty Yahweh that he has allowed us to be privileged, to be blessed, to actually know what thus said Yahweh. Because we must understand that these words are truly precious. For instance, there's nothing new under the sun. If you turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles, I want you to go to the 2 Chronicles and go to the 15th chapter and see what happened in the past so that you can understand there's nothing new under the sun, even in the future of now. And if you'd like to call in before our time is up, praise Yahweh for his mercy through his great storms, his lightning. He's had mercy upon us to let this broadcast and his word flow. And I praise him for it, his mercy. Hallelujah. Because Yah does his business, and whatever business he do, it's good with me. Second Chronicles chapter 15, we're going to see something in the annals of history starting at verse 1. And if you'd like to call in before our time is out, all you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418 and then hit the number 1 and we will put you on the air before our time is up in about 10 minutes. First verse of 2 Chronicles 15, it says, "And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, all Judah and Benjamin, Yahweh is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." And that's what our ancestors did, my people. In case you didn't have that knowledge to know, our ancestors forsook the Creator, forgot about him, started worshiping the gods of their enemies of the nations that enslaved us, that had us in captivity, and Yah got jealous and angry and said he would pronounce 400 years he was going to cast us out and we were going to be slaves in a land that is not ours. And until the 400 years is up, his mind is made up. See, his mind was made up. He didn't want us to think that later on in the years, before the 400 years is up, that we could just go back home like many of our beloved brothers and sisters whom we love have been tricked and duped to go back to Israel right now in a land in Dimona, in a land that is a landmine, in the worst land of the city, of the country. And we must understand this is not the plan of the Most High. Yahweh got a master plan to bring back the righteous. And you can't step in there thinking that you could just go back home and not go back, go to judgment in the wilderness. And in the meantime, we got a phone call. Area code 111. Shalom, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Shalom. How you doing?
Shalom. Can you
Shalom.
Hear me?
Shalom. Yes, I can.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Murray Elkanah, how you doing?
How you doing, big brother? How you doing?
Okay, pretty good. Brother Mark from Cleveland. I've been Israelite guy for quite a few years, and the Murray Elisha, I'm sorry that he passed. And I even know Murray Aaron down in Cincinnati because I went down there to visit.
Yes.
It's a shame what he told me that was going on since the great Murray died, and since the big separation down there. And I said, wow, because he's not even there. I said, wow. I said,
He's right. He was absolutely right. And but all those things, I'm going to tell you something, beloved brother, we're working on it. You know, when a great, great prophet of the Most High dies, sometimes it has to be that those that he taught, which I was one of them, we have to come and set the record straight and get things straight. And believe you me, it's going to be all right, and it's already, the dust is already settling. So we're working on trying to get things together.
And that sounds good because, I'm down here and I got a bunch of Christians that say, because they heard of Murray, and a few of the people I hang around say, well, man, I thought you guys were so great, the Israelites. We're Christians, and we don't go through what you guys are going through. Look at that one guy dying, y'all fall apart. And I try to defend that. I say, well, so what you saying, as long as y'all got Christ and all of y'all say different things about Christ, as long as y'all got him, they okay. So they feel that they're a lot better than the Israelites. We can't even stick together. So, you know, I look at things like that, and I say, wow, it's really a shame that, you know, you could say that. But I'm just hoping
that
they
know the difference. Those are just words. believe you me, those are just words, because idolatry doesn't change because someone dies. And the things that our people are doing don't change because there's some difficulty. So what we have to do is be strong and courageous and address things. And that's what's going on right now. And believe you me, when such a great man such as Elisha has left the earth, believe you me, the Almighty is still going to always have servants that will be able to take and position themselves in his charge, in his stead. So that's what's going on now. It's a transition. But believe you me, everything is going to be good. It's just a matter of time. Can't use that as an excuse.
Yeah, I enjoyed listening to you. I think you pretty much got the words and the wisdom from Maria Alicia. I think you taught it well. And speaking of that, next week I'll be coming down to Atlanta, and I'm going to come visit the House of Israel to come and talk to you, and it'll be nice.
Well, praise Yahweh, brother. I love you, and those are some great words, and I can't wait to have you to come on down, and I'm going to give you a number right now over the line that you might have so you can contact me at any time.
Sure. Let me, where my pencil? I don't want to forget this. Okay, I got a pencil pen right here. Okay, what's that line there? What's that number?
That's 404.
Okay.
579. 7908.
7908. And that's your direct. That's your direct number, or?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll stay in contact with you and love to talk to you, and hopefully, like I said, we get things together. And I love your words. You got some good wisdom, and I love it. So it's a good thing.
All praise to the mighty Yah. Love you too, brother. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you, and can't wait to see you this Sabbath.
Okay, sounds pretty good. Thank you.
Hey, shalom, shalom.
All right, shalom, brother.
All right. Well, praise Yahweh. In the few minutes we got left, we got another call from area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You're live on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing, sister?
I'm great. Shalom, Moire.
Oh, praise Yahweh. How you doing, sister?
I'm good. Praise Yahweh. I just want to comment on what you said today, how it's so important for us to learn the word of Yahweh and just commune with him. And I'm so grateful that Yahweh has brought me to Sabbath in Atlanta, and me and my children. And I want to say that it's so important for our people just to come back to Yahweh, because even with myself and my children, it's like since we've been coming to Shabbat, it comes so natural to my children now. They tell me, Mom, you know, this is unclean. You can't eat that. It's a hybrid. Or, Mom, you know, you need to we need to wake up and celebrate Sabbath. And you know, it's just, and my daughter, she went to camp, but she made sure and told them that, you know, she can't work on the Sabbath.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? That's a blessing. That's just a blessing from the Most High.
Yes. So I'm so grateful that Yahweh's light is shining upon us, and that he's teaching us and bringing us back to his word. And
praise,
I just want to tell you that I've been reading, and I've been trying to, you know, that Yahweh put his meditation in my heart, and it'll be acceptable in his sight.
Hallelujah.
That I to learn, and I was just reading from Hosea 14, Yahweh, he wants his people to return to him and to praise him and bless him. And,
praise the mighty Yah, sister. You just don't know how great it is that you was able to listen in, and we can't wait to see you this coming Sabbath. Our time is kind of running short, but I just want you to know we love you, can't wait to see you and your family this coming Sabbath, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. May you have a blessed rest of the week, too.
Thank you so much. Praise mighty.
All right,
mighty,
my beloved.
Mighty.
Praise Yahweh, Sister Anika. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We have ran out of time. And we praise Yahweh for such great people, all of the calls that we had, all of the comments, everything. And we love Yahweh, and we love you too. And on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh.